Now for my sermon this morning. I want to talk about being a friend this morning. I've titled it, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. For those of you here Wednesday night, I've asked you to take and to put right on a paper, what is a true friend to you? And as always, you guys responded marvelously. I went home and I laid them all out and I wrote them down to see what it means to you to have, what it means, what is it to you that makes a great friend or a good friend? I asked you to write that down. And one of the greatest characteristics of a good friend. I asked you to do that for me. And as always, you folks, I mean, it was just awesome. This morning, I would like for the Lord's help to preach on that. Now, I'm not hitting it on the way that you would think that I'm going to hit it this morning. It's going to be a little bit different. But before I get into it, I got a video that I would like to show you this morning. And I hope none of you are like this. But honestly, I found myself being this way sometimes. I hope you never find yourself doing that. But honestly, like I said, there are times that I have just, maybe not that way, but in a way I have done the exact same thing. You know what? I want him to listen to me, but when it comes time for me to listen to him, it's a totally different ballgame sometimes. Anyway, as your friend, he always is there for you. Jesus is always there for you, is he not? I think he's always, let's read the scripture that Greg had read. I'm going to read over this again this morning, but I believe this is so important. In John, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. If you would stand for the reading of God's word, please. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. I want to stop right there and let's pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come, Father, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for being such a good friend to us, Lord. I just praise you for that. I ask you, Father, now to go down with us through the rest of the service. I pray that you would open up hearts, that you would open up minds, Lord. I pray that you would do that. For, Father, you truly are been a friend and your Son, giving us your Son, Jesus, and all that you have done. We just want to give you the praise for that. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you in here consider Jesus to be your friend? Now, how many of you in here are Jesus' friend? That's what I want to ask. That's the point of my sermon this morning. I want to ask you this morning. We can all say that Jesus is our friend. But will you agree with me this morning that being a friend is a two-way street? Would you agree with me on that this morning? Because it surely is. You know, and as your friend, he's always, number one, Jesus is always there for you. In Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have, and he has said, I will never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. That is the kind of friend that Jesus is. That sounds like a pretty loyal friend to me, does it not? Now I want to ask you a question for you. Have you ever had a friend like that in your life? Have you truly ever had a friend like that in your life? I can say that I never have. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've never had a friend that I thought would always be there to the point no matter what, no matter when. Maybe you are lucky enough to have one of those in your life, but I've never had that. And like I said, as it is in all relationship, if he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, how about us this morning being the friend to him that we should be? How about that? My question for all of us here, what kind of a friend are you to him this morning? You know, that you may see, one of the things that whenever you wrote down and give it to me, you know what the number one thing everyone who wrote down here Wednesday night was? To be trustworthy. That's what they wanted a friend to be, was to be trustworthy. I believe almost every one of the things that I got back, I think it was like 21 to 22 of them, Every one of them, I got back, all of them said that one of the things they loved or they wanted in a friend was to be trustworthy. Folks, I can honestly say, I'm just going to be blunt with you this morning. I can honestly say that Jesus has always been trustworthy for me, but I've not always been trustworthy for him. Amen. I'm just going to tell you, if I preach to myself, I'll preach to you as well, I hope. He's been a good friend to me in all aspects. He has been an awesome friend to me in every aspect. But unfortunately, I've not always been that way to him. Proverbs 26 says this, and this is something I believe, just remember this scripture. Many a man proclaim his own steadfast love. Now get that. Many a man proclaim his own steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find. Do you know what the scripture's saying there? Greg is telling us that talk is cheap, is what it's saying. Oh man, I love the Lord. I proclaim my love for him this morning. I will do whatever he wants. Talk is cheap if it's not backed up by the action that it should be backed up with. Amen? Talk is cheap. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that. I have let the Lord down on numerous occasions. I have. I haven't prayed like I should have. Amen? I haven't read and studied like I should have. And I haven't witnessed like I should have. You want me to go on? I could go on and on and tell you what I haven't done like I should have. But yet, he is faithful. He is just. He is good. But what kind of a friend? He's been an awesome friend to me. But what kind of friend have I been to him? What kind of friend have I been to him? Haven't spoken. You listen to me. I haven't spoken when I should have spoken, Alita. Have you ever been there? And then there's been times, Mark, I've talked when I should have kept my mouth shut. Anybody been there? I've been there. I've been there many a times. There have been times he has told me to go. He's told me to go. And guess what I did? I stayed. And there have been times that I went that I should have stayed. You say, how is that possible? You're a preacher. Because you're a preacher. It doesn't make you any different than anybody else sitting in here that is a Christian. What kind of friend am I to him? Whenever he's trustworthy in all that Greg, I expect him to move whenever I say move, right? Right? Be honest with me here this morning. Whenever you pray, you're expecting God to move right now. Lord, you move right now. But he'll deal with us and he asks us to do something and yet we don't do it. What kind of a friend are we? What kind of a friend would do that? There have been times God's told me to do it and I didn't do it. There have been times because I've not been as trustworthy as I should have been. You guys said this Wednesday night. This is what a great friend, this is what a great friend means to you, that they should be trustworthy. How many of you believe Jesus is trustworthy this morning? I believe he is. I believe that he's more than trustworthy. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Did you get that? When I read that over there, ye are my friends, whatsoever I command you. Yet he's remained faithful to us. But there have been times that I have not listen to what he has asked me to do. How about you this morning? Everybody in here, you answer this for yourself because I cannot open your heart up and look at you this morning. Luke 6:31 tells us this. And as ye would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise. You want someone to be trustworthy as a friend to you? You want them to be that way? You want them to be reliable? And that's what it means to be reliable and dependable. That's what trustworthy means, is to be reliable and to be dependable. I'm telling you, there have been times that I have not been reliable, Larry. I have not been dependable. What kind of a friend does that make me to Jesus? What kind of a, you know, he loves me beyond all that. I know he does. But what kind of a friend am I being to him when I have not been reliable, when I have not been dependable down through the years as I should be? And again, I'm asking you, what about you in your life this morning? I'll tell you about mine, because I know mine. I know exactly where I'm at this morning. I know where I stand at times in my life. No matter what, Jesus, you be there, buddy. You be there, Jesus. No matter what, you be there whenever I need you. But there are times it's not been that way with me. How about you this morning? How about you this morning? What about you? Are you dependable? Are you reliable? Are you there for him? Jesus has entrusted us to carry the message. Amen? Greg said it great. You know what he said? There's only a couple of commandments that Jesus said. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind, soul, spirit. He said, do that and love thy neighbor as thyself. You know what? You think, that shouldn't be it. Are we doing it? Are we reliable? Because if we are not reliable doing that, if we're not reliable keeping his commandments, we are not trustworthy. We are not a friend. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Even unto, that's the Great Commission. That right there is one of those things that, you know what, we all have that to do. He has given every one of us that to do. That is a command. That is something we should all be trustworthy in. We should all be dependable. We should all be reliable in. That's not just one person in here. That's not just for the teachers. That's not just for the preachers. That's not just for the people that are the heads of the church. That's for everybody. How trustworthy. If you say this morning that you are a Christian, that you are bought by the blood and the Spirit dwells within you, that should be for every one of us this morning. How many times has the Holy Spirit impressed upon you to go? How many times has the Holy Spirit impressed upon you to do and to say and to speak? And maybe you wouldn't do it. Maybe you think, oh, this just isn't the time. This just isn't the time. When I'm here to tell you, the Spirit does not make mistakes if he is bearing down upon you, if he's taking with you and trying to get you to talk and to be the things that, and to witness and to be what you need for him. How many times have we been quiet whenever we should have spoke up? You are my friends if you do so whatsoever I command you. The next thing on that list that you guys wrote down Wednesday night, they must be loving and they must be kind. Is that what it means, a good friend to you? Is that what it means? It's to be loving and kind? I agree. I agree with you. You're my friend. Listen, Proverbs 17:7 says this, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Brothers and sisters, Jesus loves like nothing I have ever seen. Jesus loves like nothing I have never seen in my life. I remember how bad I was, but yet he still loves me. He still loved me. I don't know where you're at here this morning. I don't know what your life is like. I don't know where you've been, where you come from, but I do know this. There's no one that will love you like Jesus Christ loves you. You want somebody that loves and is kind. I'm offering you the one, the ultimate one, that is kind and that loves. That is a friend beyond friends there as far as I'm concerned. That is a friend beyond friends. Jesus loves like nothing else or no one else can do. He loves that much. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life for those that, you know what? The unlovable in our eyes. Do you know this? That boy that shot those kids down there in Texas, Jesus laid down his life for that kid. You know that? You're thinking, that's horrible. Jesus laid down his life for sinners. Amen? Amen. There was a time in my life you'd probably thought that I didn't deserve salvation, maybe. Maybe you would have thought that. But I'm here to tell you, I praise God he's that way, Larry. I praise him that he is that way. He loves beyond anything. Folks, we want our friends to be loving and kind to us. We want them to be that way, do we not? That's what you said. And I would like that. Sometimes even to the point of unconditional love sometimes, right? Am I right? How many of you in here would love your friends no matter what they did or no matter what they said or no matter what they did to you, no matter what they did to your family? You get the point that I'm going here? I'm sure I'm talking to people this morning and say, my love will only go so far maybe. Right? Jesus loves unconditional. His love's unconditional. Whenever he's wanting you to come, he's not wanting you to get right and get ready. He's just wanting you to come. Let him do the work. How many of us have a friend that would be like, Jesus, in 1 John 4:7-8, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. True friendship involves love. It always will, and it always can't not be true friendship if it is not love involved in it. It just won't happen. These things I command you, that ye love one another. These things I command you, that ye love one another. And you know that, you know, I think that is so awesome, that what he tells us. My grandmother used to say this. I wrote this down. I was thinking about this last night. She'd say, you know, that gets my goat. Have you ever heard that? Oh, I love my grandmother. She was something else. She always has this stuff. She said, that gets my goat. You know what gets my goat? You know what gets my goat? Is for somebody to say one thing and not mean it. It's to say that, you know what, to say that you love me, but your actions don't show it. That gets my goat. How about you this morning? I can guarantee you that you would be the same way. Matthew 25:45. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of these, the least of these, ye did it not to me. What was Jesus talking about? He was talking about how we should love. He was talking about how we should love people. And if we're going to love people the way Jesus said it, then we, you know, pray. I know I'm going to get around about this, but you know what? If we love people the way that he said we should do it, he says if we love, if we want to be a friend, you got to do his commandments, right? We have to love that way. That makes us a friend of Jesus. Amen? That makes us a friend to Jesus whenever we love and do the things the way that he has. If you or I are a friend of Jesus, we will do this. You are my friend, you will do whatsoever I command you. Praise God. I'm here to tell you this morning, to love goes beyond sometimes how we feel about that individual. Our love should be able to see them through the prism of the way Jesus Christ sees them. That is hard. That is hard to do. The only way we could do that is through Jesus Christ and his love in our lives and in our hearts. Another thing that you said the other night there when you wrote down, you got to be a good listener. To be a good friend, you need to be a good listener. Something I found amazing as I was looking at this, do you know 1 out of 4 of every American say they have no one to talk to about personal troubles? 1 out of 4. In this day and age, I kind of find that hard to believe with all the social media and stuff out there. It seems like everybody puts everything out there. It seems like they put everything out there. And I find that hard to believe, but it says that 1 in 4 Americans, in a way, don't have nobody to talk to. In 1 John 5:14, it says this, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, guess what he says it does? He heareth us. He hears us. Listen to me. If you are a Christian here this morning and you get on your knees to pray, I can guarantee you that He hears it.
Amen.
Amen? He hears it. My question to you this morning is, though, are you listening for His response back? Are you listening to Him this morning? Again, this is nothing. This is more than just a one-way street. It's got to be two ways. I know how hard it is to talk to God. I know how hard it is to talk to God in this maddening world that we each go out into every day. I know how hard that it is. I get up in the morning. I try to pray. I try to read before I go to work. I try to do that. Then when I step out that door and I get up there to work, it's just like it is one maddening thing after another sometimes. And I try to, down through the day, I say, Lord, I've got to put the brakes on, and I've got to say, Lord, I need to talk to You about this today. I know how it is to go and you know what? And God is trying to talk to me. Trying to talk to you in this mad world we live in sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, to be a good friend to Him, we have got to try to do our best to listen whenever He's talking back to us. He hears us. We've got to try to listen and hear what He's trying to say to us. Through His Word. Amen? How many times do we get into His Word and try to listen to it and try to let it sink down into our hearts and into our souls through our prayer lives? Just like that guy that was on that video. That's funny, but it's not. Because sometimes that's the way we treat Jesus. That's the way we treat Him. Lord, just do this. And then when God tries to talk back to us, we don't want to listen. Amen. Oh, I'm done. I'm get out of here. Let's just go. I don't need You. No. Jesus, I'm done praying. I need to get out of here. Let's go. And that's my way. I got to thinking. But just letting the Holy Spirit talk to us. Letting the Holy Spirit just talk to us. I mean, that's how that the Lord can get and talk to us. Just letting Him do that. I'm being honest, there's days that I don't listen. But I'm asking you, how about you this morning? Are there days that you just don't listen? If Jesus is your friend, if He's your friend, you want Him to listen to you, are you listening back? I wrote it down. I thought about this morning. Are you the type of person that whenever Jesus calls, you see the heavenly ID, phone ID, and you don't answer it? Huh? Amen or oh my? Huh? What if Jesus did that to us? What if God did that to us? We're praying. He sees who it is. Nah. I'll get that later. I'll take care of that later. Is that the way? Listen to me. I'm here to tell you this morning. This is a two-way street. This is something that is important. We talk about what we think should be a good friend. I'm asking you, do you think you're a good friend to Jesus this morning? If you go by all this, are you the kind of friend to Him that it should be? How about this morning? You know, they also talk about loyalty. That was another thing that was wrote down on his papers the other night, was loyalty. You know what loyalty means? You know what it means to be have a loyal friend? Giving or showing firm and constant support to a person or institution. That's what it means to be loyal. Jesus is all that and more. He is all that and more to me as a friend. He's been there. What a friend. The song says it. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
We can take everything to Him. He's loyal. He is dependable. He's loyal. He you know what? He's constant. Mark 8:34. When He called the people unto Him with His disciples also, He said unto them, whosoever shall come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. That's loyalty. take up your cross and follow him. No matter, so there are times I understand. We say, well, God, I you know what, I can do that, but let me do it next year, or let me do it next month. That's not what he's asking. He said, take up the cross and follow me today. Jamie, what if the Lord would say that to us every time we wanted to get a message off of him? Well, I'll get back with you next year. I'll get back with you sometime down the road. That's not the way he, whenever we, you know, he's loyal to us. He is loyal to us to do for us what is needed to be done. Romans 1:16 and 17 says this: for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We want Jesus to be loyal. We want him to be that way to us. How about us showing a little bit of that loyalty to him? Amen? How about us doing that? If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength of God, the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Christ Jesus. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever and ever. Hebrews, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our hope without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke one another to love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. I'm here to tell you, loyalty is a two-way street. He wants us to be loyal to him. Are you a friend of Jesus, a true friend of Jesus this morning? I'm asking. I found my shortcomings. I have. Are you a friend? If you are, whatsoever you do, if you are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. I'm asking this morning. They're going to come get a song now. I'm asking you this morning. I know this is a little different. I know it's a little different than what normally, you know what, how should we be a good friend to somebody else? But I'm asking you this morning, Jesus is always a true, a faithful, a loyal friend to every one of us. Always. How are we to him? My question to you this morning, how are we to him? Because I believe in my life, there's room for improvement. How about yours this morning? How about yours this morning? If that's the case, this altar is open here this morning. As they get a song, and as we stand, if you have a need here this morning, please come. Please come.